Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock at the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Denver Nuggets. 8 o'clock is your tip-off. Jimmy Buckets not on the injury report. Heat, 1.5 favorites tonight over the Denver Nuggets in this 2023 Finals rematch. 6:45 preheat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. Be boots on the ground for that one. You're going as well, Vlad? Are you going as media? Or are you going as a fan?
No, I'm going as a fan. It's Vlad's birthday weekend, so yeah.
Yeah, Vlad, your Monday, your birthday's a Monday, yes?
Yes, yes. Alongside one Tommy Tobin.
Tommy Tobin's birthday is this weekend as well. And Boy Wonder on Monday as well.
Oh, Boy Wonder's birthday is January 20th.
All right. Yep.
What do you got going on?
Happy early birthdays.
Taking him to Winter Haven for Legoland.
Nice.
So hopefully he'll enjoy that. Looks like it's going to rain on Sunday, though. So
is it outdoor thing?
The weather isn't the greatest.
Shmeepin says, can't tell if Vlad will be turning 34 or 74.
Wow.
Jesus, Shmeepin. Congratulations to Alexander Barkov. The Panthers captain has been named Finland's Athlete of the Year.
Nice. Congratulations.
The first hockey player to ever win that award for Finland.
Who normally wins it?
I don't know. Speed skaters?
I'm a skier?
I don't know. I'm guessing Lauri Markkanen for like the last 10 years. I don't know, dude.
I mean, you made the announcement. Like,
I just saw that. That was what it said. I don't know. I don't have the history of
the first hockey guy to win it. Isn't that a hockey country?
Yeah, but nobody's ever won the Stanley. I mean, maybe nobody's been the captain of a Stanley Cup winner. I don't know. Finland Athlete of the Year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody asked a good question.
Lauri Markkanen did win it last year.
Oh.
Point four.
Are you shocked? Nick T asked a good question. What was Vegas smoking? The Heat are favored by 1.5 over the Nuggets?
I know. I don't know what that is. Is somebody out tonight?
Somebody is Jokic out?
Let me see. I found that a little surprising.
He didn't play because he didn't play the last game. But I thought
the Nuggets aren't juggernauts this year.
But
the Heat. I mean, the Heat always get their ass kicked by the Nuggets.
And dude, Jimmy might not be playing. If Jokic is playing, Murray, they got Gordon back.
It could also be one of those teases. And like, everybody bet Denver.
Yeah. Injuries tonight. Aaron Gordon, always questionable tonight.
Who, Jokic?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that might be it.
He's questionable tonight. Aaron Gordon is questionable with a calf injury, and Murray is probable with a knee injury.
All right.
Well, I didn't know that Jokic ever got hurt.
I know it seems like he
I always thought gout would get him.
so slow.
Speaking of centers, by the way, this isn't good.
Oh.
Joel Embiid, Leroy, is going to be reevaluated in another 7 to 10 days. He apparently had a workout today, and he had increased swelling on his knee. He has been out for the last 2 weeks already. That's not good, dude. I mean, the Sixers might be sunk. They might be sunk, dude.
I mean, you want to talk about ruining a career. What Maxey has done these last couple of years, man.
Oh, and, by the way, let's give the Miami Heat credit for one thing they didn't do in the offseason. Sign Paul George.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, you know they probably, you know, Morey's probably called a Pat after that date trade. He goes, Paul George for Jimmy Butler? He's like, no, dude. I see that the Bucks might be in on it too. And I'm like, I know beggars can't be choosers right now, but man, it'd be really hard to stomach Jimmy Butler on an Eastern Conference team. Be really hard for me. Like, I just needed to go away.
Hey,
I need to put my head in the sand.
Hold on. Let's be clear. When you break up with your girl and you make that determination,
yeah,
you shouldn't be caring if they end up with some other dude.
But you would agree it's nicer if she moves out of town.
No.
You know?
Then if you got them kind of feelings, you should still be with her. Mm-hmm. That's my whole point.
We just talked about this earlier, Leroy. When we were talking about you don't go to the backup dancer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right? That's what you said, Tobin. It's like J-Lo went to the back. You don't go to the backup dancer.
And you also don't want to, Vlad. Like, you don't want to, like, if you took her to your favorite bar all the time, that's where you guys hung out. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's not my favorite bar. Like, I took you there. So you got to have dibs.
Can I just say, you are really, really, really.
What, dude?
Dude,
what?
If you got that many concerns,
I'm telling you, right?
Why don't you try to make it work? If it's over, it's over.
I'm telling you right now. If he ends up on the Bucks,
I would like Jimmy to play basketball for the Heat. I said play basketball.
Correct.
If he chooses not, and it breaks up, I don't care seeing him on another unit. He didn't want to be here.
Nah, I need Dame back.
Oh, dude, how did you make it this far?
I don't know.
Like, this is crazy. It's not even your attitude towards this is if he's not gonna play for us, I don't want him playing for no Eastern Conference team.
I would prefer not. You wouldn't prefer him to go to the West and just be
But he kind of neutralized. Stunning Steve said this earlier in the group. He said him kind of canceling in Memphis kind of put a stop to any trades, because I think Memphis would have made the move. I told you this when that whole rumor started. I think the best team for Jimmy would be Memphis.
It makes sense. I'm surprised that he doesn't want to go there, but I know like his friends have joked on Twitter that Memphis sucks and so nobody wants to play there. So I would have thought, like, as a country guy, a country music guy, you're like, what? You're a hop, skip, and a jump away from Nashville? I would have thought that would have been perfect. But
all apparently of the things that Jimmy has said don't match up to all the things that he's done.
Right.
So I'm a little skeptical on anything that he says. Like, remember, there was once a time he said, I'll play anywhere.
Right. Well,
just not here.
That's what the report said. But as you said, he's kind of like all that stuff has been contradicted. We know where he wants to go. And honestly, I don't really have a problem with him going there. I just, you know, I know that he aren't going to sink themselves with the Bradley Beal thing. There were reports today from Windhorse saying that they were more willing to attach a first round pick to Bradley Beal. I don't know if that appeals to the Heat more. Probably depends if Bradley Beal were to waive his no trade clause.
If Bradley Beal doesn't want to come here, do you want to deal with this problem? Another problem with that?
Oh, I think Bradley Beal would come here. I think Bradley Beal would come here. I think that's more of a Heat thing than a Bradley Beal thing. He said last year, he said the Heat were his first choice. The Heat were like, too rich for our blood. Oh, thanks.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia, plus we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call 832-930-6181. 8 o'clock is your tip tonight, 6:45, preheat right here on WQAM. I got to tell you one thing, though, Leroy, a non-Jimmy Butler thing.
What's that?
I really want to beat that Michael Malone. He's unctuous, dude. He is unctuous. Do you remember the last time that they beat the Heat? And he was like, yeah, we got our own culture. I'm just like, ugh.
Brucey B ain't going nowhere. Brucey B ain't going nowhere. Right, Brucey B? Right, Brucey B?
And then Brucey B took his ass to Indiana.
Then Brucey B, he's in another country, Michael.
Now he's in Toronto, but before he went to Indiana for the money.
I know.
Yeah. It's crazy. Come on. I like Mike Malone, but too much Queens in him.
Too much. Don't call him Mike either, because he doesn't. It's
Michael Malone.
It's Michael. There's only two people I actually have heard. There's him. He only likes going by his full name, and Jimmy Butler when Brett Brown got too cute and called him James Butler. He goes, that's not my name.
You could tell where that was going back then.
Sure could.
Yeah, just sure like could. You could tell where this was going.
I don't agree with that.
What?
Well, I don't agree with that because there was a point in this year where things were good. Like, I think that's the thing that's weird.
When Jimmy said, everything was great. I'm gonna just go hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't. That's when all hell broke loose.
Yeah, that was in the middle of the season though. Like the season started off okay. That's why I've told you. Like there was a point where this all took a turn in the middle of the year. Like I see a lot of Heat fans who are like, you should have traded him in the offseason. And I understand that sentiment. I get it, but the Miami Heat didn't, you know, they still thought they had a very good player. And they just didn't want to pay him until he was 37 and wanted to kind of see after a year that they got snake bit. Hey, let's give it one more roll of the dice. Let's see where this goes. You know, this idea that, you should have traded him as soon as that you knew this was going to be an issue. It's like, well, no, why am I forced to trade a guy with 2 years left on his deal? If you want, you know, like that to me was silly. And the thing was, you came into the year. And, you know, there's all this stuff about Jimmy being upset about the role, or they were tending towards Bam and Tyler. And I'm just like, dude, these two after a game were joking about who's 1A. They were smiling and laughing. There was a point it happened in the middle of the year where everything turned. And that is where I'm looking for where the pivot is behind the scene. unless Jimmy is just a great actor and putting up the front that he was just, you know, gritting, bearing it until he just couldn't take it anymore. But
yeah, but like, it's weird that he's in that position, because the Heat could also say, we'll tolerate this as long as we can, and then we got to suspend him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, both sides can't feel the same way.
Yeah. I get now that it's like, oh, you guys all should have seen this coming, but I think that's a
I just said
a breathtaking level of hindsight that you can throw into all this. Yeah, of course, now that we're all all hell is broken loose.
I said way back then, Jimmy gonna be Jimmy, Pat gonna be Pat.
Pat Riley had said, he's like, who does he remind me of? Me. That's usually a Molotov cocktail for an explosion.
Pretty much.
By the way, happy birthday to the GOAT, Dwayne Wade. 43 years old today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, D Wade. Thank you for that that great interview or that great podcast yesterday, spreading some of your side on this. By the way, the Heat have just tweeted out a picture of the Vice Court, Leroy. This is what it'll look like tonight. Looks good with that fireball. I like that.
Yep.
Love it.
The Vice fireball. That's a slick look.
Wouldn't it be something if they showed Jimmy shooting?
Some people have put in the team store. They're still selling the jerseys. So,
come on, you might as well
make some money
until
next
week.
You gotta get that money on. It's gonna be a collector's item in a minute.
You can find it in the clearance rack.
Money. I don't know what y'all talking about.
When he gets traded, you're gonna find it in the clearance rack. So you might as well.
Get it. They're gonna be all on a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx soon.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna give me a Jovich. Rule number five, Vice Originals back tonight for the Miami Heat. But yeah, man, I hope that, you know, from a non-Jimmy perspective, although it is really hard to predict what this game is going to be like tonight, because if he is playing, I imagine that means Jaime's out of the starting, or probably, I don't know, would they go Terry?
Which would suck, right?
They'd probably take Terry out of the starting lineup, to be honest with you.
Have Terry come off the bench and be a spark for the bench?
I would guess. Well, I mean, my man
hasn't been really doing a whole lot of sparking.
Nope. Other than maybe sparking the side of the rim with his bricks.
Why are you so, like, I don't understand how you could be so hard on players, yet when we call you out for starting this whole mess, you want everybody to be, no.
One thing is true and the other is not. I didn't start this whole mess. Terry Rozier is building a house from three.
Did you ask Pat Riley the question that started all of this?
Perhaps.
It's not perhaps.
It's perhaps. I mean, I want to take...
It's not perhaps. Brandon Tobin, said, Pat, Jimmy Butler said, like... The two people that are involved in this, you mentioned their names. Pat, Jimmy Butler said if he was healthy, they would be able to take the Celtics and the Knicks out, which got you excited, like we said, but your excitement backfired on you. That's all it did. That's all it was. It was like a firecracker, but you kind of Pierre Pauled it. That's all. It just blew up in your hand.
I'm JPP?
I knew that about it. Yeah, I like that one. I'm giving myself a point.
Oh, man. Point four. From Ramona Shelburne, this is from her piece on the Jimmy Butler saga. Udonis Haslem, the Heat's longest tenure player, retired after 20 seasons. For the past eight, though he barely played, he was relegated to the bench to play a different role, to promote and protect the culture he had helped build and fueled with seven NBA Finals appearances and three championships. He was quietly the team's captain. His departure created an opening to be the leader of one of the most iconic stable franchises. Riley and Spoelstra canvassed the organization looking for a new keeper of the flame. It was unanimous, sources said. Everyone believed that 26-year-old Bam Adebayo would be the right choice to carry on the legacy. Riley called a meeting before the 23-24 season to bestow the honor and make sure he understood the responsibility. Butler, who had just completed his fourth season in Miami, leading the team to two NBA Finals, wasn't upset by the choice, sources said close to him. But it did serve as validation. He might be the Heat's best player, but it wasn't really truly his team. Adebayo and the young guard Tyler Hero were the Heat's future, not him. The disconnect only grew on the court. Butler began to believe the Heat were prioritizing Adebayo and Hero over him, sources close to Butler said. They were really the hub of the offense, and he was just supposed to run down into the corner and be ready to shoot, be ready to drive or shoot a three-pointer. that's a convenient flip of narrative.
Hey,
sources close to Butler.
When has anybody ever asked Jimmy Butler to go stand in the corner and
just stand over there, Jimmy? Just be Kyle Korver for us.
That's bad coaching. I mean, you expecting him to make, he'll make a three every now and then, but damn, that can't be his go-to shot.
He's also shot the fewest threes that he has, I think, this year with the Heat.
He's played the fewest basketball, so stop. Like you,
I'm talking about the average of the games.
He made the fewest middies. He's going to the foul line the fewest amount of times.
I don't think it's foul. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like I don't know. Man. The whole thing. Oh, they were catering towards Hero and Bam. Like, dude, I've seen you. Wait,
the same Hero that everybody that was on the trade. Was on the trading block for the last 2 years?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sure he's laughing at that. Tyler. Like, really?
Probably. But he was also like, these guys were laughing after a game. Like, who's 1-Spo? Who's 1-A? Who's 1-B? Didn't sound like a guy upset with his role then.
In the words of one Brendan Tobin, all a charade.
A charade, dude. A charade. I
mean, you know what? Here's the funny thing about the difference between me and you. I can look at that and say, oh, they're just overdoing this to kind of hide what's really going on. You pull out of that. Look at how much they love each other. Ooh. Right. No, you always do, dude. You always pull the part out of a story to fit what you
want. I'm not fitting any narrative. I'm telling you, like that, like nobody see, like what is the act for? You think Tyler Hero thought that he was acting?
No. So they quit asking questions about how's the team chemistry and stuff like that.
We've seen this happen in many times in sports where, you know, hey, Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown. Right? Not too long ago. They were asking.
A little different, though. Like, you're talking about a guy who's, like, single-handedly responsible for your production, you know?
Jimmy Butler, is it?
Not for Tyler.
If he just will stand in the corner?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, they were on a stage joking about, like, who really was the one option when they're both having good games. Like, in a basket? Like, hey, in a basket?
It's easy to – here you go. Here, it's easy to do that when you both get 25.
Yeah.
But if Tyler gets 30 and you get 5, that whole conversation plays out differently.
Okay, but Leroy, like Tyler Hero has this is the thing where it doesn't make sense, right? Like Tyler Hero has been a guy taking a lot of shots for the Miami Heat his entire career with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Like nothing has changed.
No, it's changed for Jimmy.
For him. But like the things that have changed are like you went into a game for 2 games and you tanked it.
Right.
You've been playing with Tyler Hero since he's a teenager.
Yeah, but he's not complaining about Tyler.
Not publicly.
But and that whole one, and let me tell you something. I know how people think. Mm-hmm. Right. You think Jimmy was saying that so we would all chew on it and go, like he's looking at it like this dude has been balling for 6 months. I've been balling for 10 years. And y'all just quick to say he's won. Right? Like he kind of said it tongue in cheek. But is that the same guy that.
I just think it's the thing like I'm fine with all the lobs of grenades back and forth with them. But, like, we know what it is. And, like, this idea that
they're making it something that it's not.
Right.
Like, we all know here's the crux of all of this.
We know what it is.
He wants Jimmy to play more games. Jimmy wants another year added to his contract. I might add in 2027.
Correct. And it's like you just say, oh, you guys are prioritizing. It's like, what?
No, that's the crux of it. Listen, if you guys are silly enough to read into everything that's being said, shame on you. Here's what the issue is. the Heat have openly said, with Pat Riley and everybody there, Jimmy, you need to play more games. We're not extending you. You need to play more games. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy said, I'm going to go out and ball. Whatever happened, he decided I'm not going to ball. So this is centered around money and paying for a service that you're not getting.
Correct, which makes this, none of this makes it my fault because I was pro-paying Jimmy Butler the entire time. Ergo, none of the press conferences had any effect on any of this.
But here's what you are, okay? You the badass kids running around in front of the parents that make them go at each other.
No, I'm a good boy.
Really? Really, with those questions?
I'm a good boy.
Did you do it with a smirk on your face?
No, he didn't.
Why would I do it with a smirk on my face? Why? This is not a laughing situation.
It's your fault.
Vlad, you know that Tobin look.
Oh, we all do.
Hey, Pat.
Very familiar.
Hey, Pat. Jimmy.
Yep. We know.
Jimmy.
You went to your Billie Eilish voice. I could barely hear you.
Have you spoken to Pat?
Barely you asking the question.
Have you spoken to Pat?
Then I saw the look. Like, what did this man do?
It's a very simple question. I don't understand
You say it's a simple question.
Simple question. The quiz led up to.
Did you know when you said Pat Riley to Jimmy Butler and when you said Jimmy Butler to Pat Riley, based on those two and where it was heading, that maybe you was going to get a little.
It's my reaction? Shirt. My shirt is exactly what's going on. In this situation.
Kyle, did you wear this on purpose?
Yeah,
loyalty over money.
Over money.
If you watch, you know that I support this brand, LOM, and it's basically what the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler situation is. Miami Heat want loyalty, and Jimmy wants money.
Here, I will say this, and I said this from the beginning. Toby can vouch for me. If they ain't do it with Dwayne Wade, they ain't doing it with Jimmy Butler.
But maybe Jimmy thought things were different because of all the things they were letting him get away with. I mean, that article with Ramona, if I'm getting away with all this stuff that nobody's ever done with this organization, I feel like I'm the man.
Wait, how about this? And Pat didn't say anything about that. Anything about
point.
He never brought up all of the stuff that they let him get away with, correct? Pat only brought up one thing consistently. We need him to play more games. That's it. Is that a crazy thing to ask?
I'll tell
Is
you.
Is that a crazy thing to ask somebody paying $50 million? Because keep in
work,
mind.
To show up for your job?
Because keep in mind, the whole time, Pat is probably thinking, if these guys are healthy, we're not a play-in team. Agreed?
Yeah.
He has to be thinking that. But Jimmy's doing Jimmy stuff. Bubble guts, whatever, missing game for this, missing game, like whatever.
Got a big UFC fight coming up this weekend. All right, UFC 311. One of the stars of that card, Renato Moicano, a.k.a. Money Moicano.
How do you never miss one of these names?
Wait, say his name again.
Renato. It's Brazilian. That's why. Like
they don't say the R.
They do like an R.
With an R.
Yeah, Brazilians do a strange thing with like R, like Shogun Hua, but it's spelled R U A. It's kind of like Patrick Hua. Remember the great goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche?
Yeah,
it's like Spanish people calling Vladimir Vladimir.
Well, I don't know because on Google it says
Jennifer calls you Vladimir.
Yeah, because Spanish people don't say the word V. They don't say the letter V.
Either way, Renato Moicano is going to join us. We'll talk about his upcoming fight next.